Stress, anxiety, loneliness. Experts say depression is rising, and the COVID-19 pandemic will have long-term impacts on our mental health. A new crisis hotline is available for residents on Eastern Long Island who are in need of counseling services because of the pandemic. Minerva Perez is the executive director of OLA. She says her organization is working with NY Project Hope to help people understand and cope with their reactions and emotions related to COVID-19.
A way to kind of connect the dots between crisis in our community to support. It's a baby step in some ways. In other ways, it's a life-saving step because some folks feel like they are alone.
The group has partnered with local police to hand out business cards to community members in need of assistance. The hotline can be reached at 631-500-0837. Counselors are available 7 days a week.
You're listening to C19, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut, New York region.
Coming up, fraudulent surveys regarding the COVID vaccine, potential changes in Connecticut's bottle deposit program, and a 10th woman accuses Governor Cuomo of inappropriate behavior.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone. New York and Connecticut open up COVID-19 shots to everyone over 16. The Department of Justice wants residents to avoid clicking on links that claim to be a vaccine survey. WSHU's Cassandra Basler reports the fraudulent surveys are used to steal money and personal data.
The DOJ warns that links to scam vaccine surveys have been sent to consumers via email and text from official-looking accounts. They promise cash or a prize at the end of the survey, but ask for credit card data to cover a so-called shipping fee. People tricked into participating get charged the fee, give up their personal data, and never receive the cash or a prize. Anyone who gets a message claiming to be a COVID-19 vaccine survey should report it to the National Center for Disaster Fraud. Reports can be made at 866-720-5721 or www.justice.gov/disasterfund. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.
Lawmakers in Connecticut will consider proposed changes to the state's bottle deposit program. The bill proposes increasing the refund at redemption centers to 10 cents a bottle. Nicholas McIntyre has more.
The State Environment Committee has advanced a bill that is aimed at reducing waste. Senator Christine Cohen co-chairs the committee. She says she hopes it will also incentivize more redemption centers to open.
By increasing the handling fee, we have heard over and over again that we will see an increase in the numbers of redemption centers statewide, creating economic opportunity, economic development, creating jobs, most importantly, creating the opportunity for people to go and redeem those bottles and cans.
Cohen says it's a revenue booster for Connecticut and wants the funds to be directed to infrastructure costs throughout the state. The Connecticut Conference of Municipalities says fostering this type of economic development will help alleviate the state's problematic waste management system. Nicholas McIntyre, WSHU News.
Another woman has come forward with sexual harassment allegations against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. More on that coming up, but first headlines and a message from C19's supporter.
Support for C19 comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Looking to get the COVID vaccine in our region? Here's the latest on how you can do that. Connecticut residents, you can schedule an appointment by visiting ct.gov/COVID vaccine or call 877-918-2224.
Connecticut residents over 16 are eligible for the vaccine today.
New Yorkers, you can schedule an appointment using the Am I Eligible app or by calling 833-697-4829.
New Yorkers over 30 are eligible for the vaccine, and those over 16 will be eligible on Tuesday. Numerous officials are proposing to bring high-speed rail to the Northeast that could help the east end of Long Island by connecting Riverhead to the LIRR's Ronkonkoma hub. Officials pitched the North Atlantic Rail Initiative, which would be a $105 billion three-phase project. It will provide a high-speed rail system and trains traveling at speeds up to 225 miles an hour. Former president of the Regional Plan Association, Bob Yarrow, says the funds would come from President Joe Biden's $3 trillion infrastructure plan and calls the project a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for us to make a major infrastructure investment. Connecticut state auditors say Greenwich-based Blue Sky Studios, the company behind Ice Age and other popular animated movies, received $49 million more in state tax credits than it should have. The report released on Wednesday blames the State Department of Economic and Community Development. The report says Blue Sky received more than $94 million in film production tax credits between 2017 and 2019. Auditors say the company should have received digital animation tax credits, which are capped at $15 million a year. Economic development officials deny the credits were improper. Blue Sky's owner is Disney, and they're closing the company this month and laying off more than 450 workers. A 10th woman says that Governor Andrew Cuomo behaved inappropriately toward her. The woman from a Rochester suburb says Cuomo grabbed her face and kissed her without her consent when he was touring her home after a flood. Karen DeWitt reports.
Sherry Ville is being represented by veteran women's rights attorney Gloria Allred. Ville says Cuomo visited her, her husband, and son in her home after it had been damaged by a Lake Ontario flood in May of 2017. She says the governor grabbed her hand and later kissed her on both cheeks, something she did not give him permission to do. She says it made her feel uncomfortable in her own home.
He leaned down over me and kissed my cheek. I was holding my small dog in my arms, and I thought he was going to pet my dog, but instead he wedged his face between the dog and mine and kissed me on the other cheek in what I felt was highly sexual manner. I wasn't expecting that at all. He said, "That's what Italians do. Kiss both cheeks."
Ville says she is also Italian, and while family members kiss, strangers do not. And she says she knows the difference between an innocent gesture and a sexual one. Ville says as the governor left her home, he told her she was beautiful, and she says she felt Cuomo was coming on to her. She says what happened next was even more unsettling. A few days later, a member of the governor's staff contacted her and left a voicemail asking her to attend an event. She says she felt uncomfortable with that and she didn't go. Ville says she's been afraid to speak out until now when other women have come forward. Allred says Ville is not pursuing sexual harassment charges or criminal charges against the governor, though she says a case could be made for it. Allred says for now, Ville wants to present her allegations to New York Attorney General Tish James, who's investigating multiple sexual harassment accusations against the governor. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. C19 is supported by Hartford Healthcare.
Here at WSHU, we think local news is important, and we're glad you think it's important too. Thank you for your support, and thank you for sharing our podcast with your friends.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone. We'll be back next week.